Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I went to Rhema, they came one day and said, you know, we want you to speak next Thursday. I had told them, well, anything, you know, we can do for you, we'd be glad to help. They said, all right, I want you to speak next Thursday. I said, okay. And then they left. And I started thinking, what have I done? I mean, I think I had gotten up and shared my testimony or spoken like 5 minutes or something two or three times. And I wasn't going to be a preacher. I was going to be a fighter. Yeah, that's all I did for you. You know, train. I could kick you real hard. But I couldn't tell you about scriptures. And they've been hearing, the people in this place where I was going to speak, they've been hearing Brother Kenneth Hagin every day. And when he wasn't there, they heard people like Kenneth Copeland or Gloria Copeland, or they heard Charles Capp, or they heard Jerry Savelle, and the list went on. And next Thursday, it's me. I drove back to our little apartment down in Shoot 'Em Up Alley. My little 69 Chevy pickup, and the devil got in the truck with me. Let me know what I'm talking about. He said, you're crazy, man. You can't do this. What are you thinking? This was healing school. These people don't need a novice like you trying to do something. They got serious problems. They need to be healed. They don't need somebody like you. And I thought, you're right. You're sure right. How many of that's bad, agreeing with the devil? Right. Letting him ride in your truck is bad. But it's even worse to sit up in there and go, yeah, you're right. Sure right. I don't know what I could do. Why in the world? As soon as I get home, because we didn't have cell phones in those days. As soon as I get home, I'm going to call them and say, hey, this is a bad idea. But I got home and I reached over, picked the phone and started to call them and tell them, hey, you know, this is a mistake. I shouldn't have told you that. I'm not able. I don't know anything. What can I tell those folk? I got no experience. They don't need somebody like me. And the Lord dealt with me. He said, have you prayed about this? I said, no. He said, don't you think you ought to pray and ask me about it? I said, yeah. I put the phone back down. And I went and got in the closet. Crawled in it. Shut the door. It was dark in there. And I carried on for a while. I said, oh, God, you know. And finally, I ran out of steam and got quiet. And the Lord began to speak to my heart. He said, son, do you remember? I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me very, very distinctly, still small voice. He said, do you remember the little boy's lunch? 5 loaves and 2 fish. I thought, yeah. He said, I can take a little and do a lot with it. I thought, well, you sure can. He said, you feel like you've got so little. And compared to somebody like Dr. Hagin, that's been walking in the Word for decades and decades. You don't have everything in you, word-wise, that he does. He said, but he didn't either when he started. How did he get to this place? He said, you take what you have and you lift it up and you thank me for it. And you believe me to multiply it to meet the need. Well, I did. With fear and trembling, I stood up that day. And I lifted it up. And I felt like all I had was 1 sardine and 1/2 cracker. And I thought, I can tell this in 2 minutes, and then what am I going to do? But I didn't do that. I acted in faith. I lifted it up, and I said, Lord, we thank you for this bounty. Thank you. And we ask you to multiply to meet the needs. And I started to share the little bit that I had, and thank God he did just what he said. He began to multiply it. Amen. Other scriptures begin to come to my remembrance. Illustrations begin to come to my remembrance. Next thing I know, I'd spoken 45 minutes. And the people were smiling, acting like they were getting something. And it had to be a miracle. Somebody said, why don't you tell all that? Because People have the idea, I don't know anything, so I can't do anything. I've got no experience, so I can't help, so I can't serve. Nothing could be further from the truth. How are you going to develop? You got to start. If you don't start where you are, you stay where you are.
That's right. Amen.
You got to humble yourself too. They also asked me not long after that. They said, because they'd heard me banging on the piano. And they said, well, why don't you play the piano for us in the afternoon service? Well, there was hundreds and hundreds of people at these services every day. And I had told them, I'll help you any way I can. I said, okay, yeah. And same thing, almost worse this time. I thought, oh, what did I say? Because I really couldn't play. Somebody had taught me some chord progressions. And I'd go sit in the room and bang on it. Boom, 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 boom. Praying the Holy Ghost. Boom, boom. And now they want me to play for the service. It did. And I told them, I did on this. I said, now, guys, I said, I can't play much. They said, well, you. I said, no, I'm not trying to be humble. I can't really play. They said, well, just do the best you can. Now, the reason I'm sharing is because a lot of people wouldn't do that.
Right.
Too proud. Did you hear me? If I can't do it a certain way or at a certain level, I'm sorry, no, I can't do it. No, you're saying it wrong. It's not you can't do it, you won't do it. You refuse to do it because you want to make things adapt to you. And if you don't start where you are, you'll stay where you are. And it's not comfortable. I mean, I got out there and I thumped on that piano and I messed up. I've always had good ears. The Lord blessed me with good ears so I could hear everywhere I'm missing it. But they didn't say, yeah, you're right. You can't play. We've got to get somebody else. They just left me in there. And so we thumped and we thumped and we thought, and once in a while I'd look up, place would be packed, man, you know? And I look around and I see somebody that's an excellent pianist. And you know, in your mind, you're thinking, they got to be thinking, is that the best they can do? Why don't they get somebody that can actually play? But we did it and stayed with it and improved and got better and got better and got better. Amen. And the next thing you know, I'm in crusades with Dr. Hagin doing specials for him. In huge, gigantic meetings, tens of thousands. I wonder if I had been unwilling to start, though. What if I'd have said, I can't do that. I'm too embarrassed. I can't get up and share. I'm too embarrassed. I don't know enough scripture. Nobody does when they start. How do you think you learn? I can't pray for that man to be healed. I don't know how. I didn't know how either when I started. Nobody you're going to meet knew everything when they started. But you have to have the heart and the humility and the commitment to say, I'll do what I can. Here I am, such as it is. Right?
Amen.
And step out. Amen. When you step out and you act, then you give God something to bless. You give Him something to anoint. He can't anoint nothing. Huh? How's He going to anoint you sitting at home watching TV? You got to get up and go over to the hospital. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might not pray everything just right. You might not do everything just right, but the Lord knows that. And He looks at the heart. Doesn't He? And you give Him something to bless. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Talking about believers, not preachers. What if you never lay hands on anybody? Well, you never made any mistakes. Nobody ever got healed. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Everybody say service.
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 Go with me, please. Well, we didn't finish reading this. Let's keep reading it. He said, whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? The love of God motivates you to meet the need of your brother, doesn't it? If the love of God is in you and big, and you see your brother, you see your sister in lack of something, hurting, needing something, you have a strong desire to do something about it. Is that right? Do you have a strong desire to do something about the needs of your brothers and sisters? That was too weak. Now, I hope you understand where we're going with this. You're going to keep hearing about this. You understand? You've heard about it before, right? I'm not pulling on you. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not pulling on you. I'm not trying to condemn you. If you're not doing something, I want you to get the vision of the Bible inside you.
Amen.
Get the vision of what a real Christian is. Amen?
Yeah.
If you're really born again, you got the love of God in you. What does that love motivate you to do? Have you ever had the compassion of the Lord come up in you? You hear about somebody? Phyllis and I were talking about some children the other day, and they didn't have a certain thing, and both of us thought, how can we fix that? Now, sympathy just feels sorry for people. Oh, isn't that bad? That's no good. Compassion, though, is moved to do something about it. Let's change it. They don't have food? Let's get them some food. Right? Don't have any clothes? Let's get them some clothes. Let's fix it. When you're full of the love of God, then that's one reason why you're believing to be rich.
Amen.
One of the biggest reasons.
Amen.
You can't fix stuff that requires money and you got no money.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And if it's taking all the faith you've got to believe to pay your electric bill, then how are you going to have a world vision and help everybody else? Well, you can't. But God can get you to the place where all your stuff is done.
Yeah.
All your stuff is paid for. I mean, it just doesn't take much of your faith at all to take care of your stuff. You're blessed.
That's right.
And you have extra.
Yeah.
You're able to look around.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And you hear about a need. You hear about a situation. And you say, Lord, you want me to do something about that? Because you can. I said, because you can.
Amen.
You want me to take care of that? All of it? Half of it? Part of that? What do you want me to do, Lord?
Right.
Here am I.
Yeah.
Send me.
Amen.
Use me.
Yeah.
Not because somebody's riding you. You want to.
Yeah.
You desire to.
Amen.
How many have ever been used of God to help meet somebody's need? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is it truly, in the words of Jesus, more blessed to give?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.